Welcome everybody. It's hard to believe it's already a year. Here we are again, Baruch Hashem. Rav Shamshon HaFol Hirsch says that the correct way to read the Pasuk, Baruch Haba V'Shem Hashem V'Achluchim V'Beis Hashem, is not Baruch Haba V'Shem Hashem, he should be gebenched V'Shem Hashem. Baruch, so Zayin gebenched, those who are Baruchim V'Shem Hashem. The ones who come, B'Shem Hashem, they should be avenged. V'Achluchim V'Beis Hashem, the bracha comes to them from the Kodesh, from the Kodesh HaKadosh. You are Baruchim B'Shem, you're born B'Shem Hashem, everyone, B'Shem Hashem, to Shteig a few days in Torah. V'Achluchim V'Beis Hashem, the bracha should come to you from the Torah, from the Beis Medrash, from the Hashpo of this Mokum Kodesh. I'd just like to share a short thought. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis, Rav Idi Avud Rabbi Yaakov Havarokel Havozel Tlosa Yache Beurcha used to travel 3 months until he got to the yeshiva. V'chad Yemer BeBeirav, and he would spend one day in the yeshiva. He went to learn by Rav, the Amoyer Rav, traveled for 3 months and learned one day, and then he went back home. They call him the Talmud who comes a day a year. Rashi explains he left in Chol HaMoed Pesach. He got there after 3 months, and after a day he had to leave in order to be home for Sukkot. And they called him Barber Avda Chayyim, the Talmud who learns one day in the yeshiva. And he took it as a bit of an insult, as if they were making fun of him. He comes to learn for one day. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "B'metusim nach, please, leitanish luhu rabbanon, don't cause them to get annoyed. They didn't mean anything bad. They meant something positive." Nofak Rabbi Yochanan lebeis medrash. Rabbi Yochanan went to the beis medrash, v'dorash, and he dashed in the posik, a posik in Yeshaya, v'oisi yoim yidroshun, v'das drochach yechpotzun. Klal Yisrael, oisi, they searched me, yoim yoim. V'das drochai yachpotzun, they wanted, they had a chayfetz to understand the ways of Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan asks on this pasuk, "Vichi b'yom darshan?" I say, "B'layla ain darshan." I say, "Why I say yom yom?" El aloy melacha. The pasuk comes to tell us, "Kol oisik b'toyra, afilu yomechad b'shono, mala olav hakosav ki'ilu osak kol hashana kula." If a person learns one day a year, it's as if he learned the whole year. Now that's a gavalda cooler for somebody who's looking to take things easy. Learn one day a year, and it's as if you learned the whole year. There's a very obvious kasha in Rashi. Rashi says he traveled for 3 months, left on Chol HaMoed Pesach, got there in the middle of the summer, was there for a day, and had to make it time home for Sukkot. Why? Because the person is supposed to be home on Yom Tov. So Mashar asked the obvious question. Where was he on Shavuos? If there's a din, you have to be home for Yom Tov. So where was he on Shavuos? So there are terutzim, as they say. He says Rashi's pshat is dochok, and the Marshal wants to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi didn't live. He didn't live far from the yeshiva. He lived very close. When it says he traveled for 3 months, meant to say he was traveling on business. He didn't have time to learn. He was busy with his panosa, and he was traveling on business. Every 3 months of business, he could afford himself one day to go learn, and that's what he did. Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, the Chachamim were not making fun of you. They were saying something very serious, something very important." And he went to the Beis Medrash, and he dashed. If a person is busy with his panosa, and he's busy with all of his life's challenges, and he finds time one day out of 3 months to come and learn, it's as if he learned the whole day. The whole year. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Asei Tayos Chokva Umalach Lecha Aroi. And what Rabbi Yochanan was learning from this pasuk is that what makes Torah Kva and Malach Aroi is not determined by time. It's determined by what's your mindset. Where are you? What are you doing? If a person is busy with his panosa, and he comes out of every 3 months, one day, and with Rabbi Yochanan saying that one day can determine whether your Torah is malach is whether your Torah is kvar and your malach is arai, or it's the other way. Coming here for these 4 days is not only to get a tam of Oimek HaTorah. Rabbi Shlomo Salanter says on this Gemara, he could have stayed home and learned for 3 months in the Beis Medrash. He would have probably learned more than he learned on, while he was traveling. But for the one day of to be koine a tifkeit in Torah, it's worth it. 3 months to travel to taste the tam of Oimek HaTorah. You're not only here to get a time in the sugi of shlechet v'arveya. It's to reset, to remind ourselves where my mind is, where the Torah is an ikur of every yid's life. No matter how much time he's spending on his panosa, no matter how much koiches he spends for it, but the time that he's in the Beis Medrash, that's called living. The reason Rabbi Yochanan went to the Beis Medrash to say it. There's another point to make that Rosh in the Beis Medrash. If somebody's traveling on business and you want to convince them it's time to go to the Beis Medrash, he wouldn't hear what you're saying. The time to tell him that, the time to give this message is when he's in the Beis Medrash. He went into the Beis Medrash and there he dashed this halacha. There he dashed that learning one day out of a year, like as if you learned the whole year. That's the place to be cut at the message. So the purpose of a Yachikala is not only to taste the tam of Oimek HaTorah, a tam of Rishcho D'Oraisa, like you all see, but it's also to regain a new appreciation of this musuk that Toyoscho Kva is not determined by time, it's determined by your mindset. Kosh Baruch should give all of us the koyach to be matzliach and this undertaken, and everybody go home with that, with an itzochen.